Yes?
Mr. President.
I want to get George Paul, I want to get through this conversation.
I just want to report to you that that conference committee today reported out that we didn't know when we lived with.
I just had a quiet backgrounder conference. I think George Ball is having one as well, so that the press will be appraised of it and we can get ahead of the game in terms of consumer attitudes and what might be reported in Western Europe. Obviously, it'd be better if we didn't have one, but this is a heck of a lot better than what we started out with, and it represents some very real progress.
All right. Any chance for you to say anything where we can get it to the cowman on prices being higher today than they were a year ago?
Yes, sir. We've been saying this. I spoke to a whole host of them and got out a release and story on it Saturday. I was in Kansas City in connection with it. We've had, we got articles and a concentrated program. I can send you over a full report on this that is being placed by people like Briscoe and Texas, and some of our friendly cattlemen are getting it in their publications, and we're pounding it out to every place we can. The feeder price hasn't gone up yet to match, although it's moving up, the fat cattle price, and it'll take hard to know how long, but a couple of weeks or month. But as the picture now looks, the reports I'm getting is that a lot of the edge of this is beginning to move off. It's moving off in the feeder area where the price is strengthened, and that as we move up in the cow calf end of it, why the prices are now moving up to 21, 22 in many places.
When are they going to take up the conference report? Tomorrow?
They're going to take it up in the House tomorrow. And what'll happen is hard to tell. We've only gone as far as to say we would not recommend a veto to the president. We have not said we would support, but I think we're certainly honor-bound in dealing with the cattlemen on it not to oppose. And in the meantime, we wanted to get the most positive kind of a flavor to this for press purposes we could, so George has had his background and I'm having mine. One other thing I wanted to pass on...
What does the compromise provide?
Well, the compromise provides...
When it gets 110%, or you anticipate it's going to be 110% of the base period, have the authority to put in a quota not to exceed the base?
Yes, that's right. It would go into effect when I certify to you that it would be 110% of the base period of 59 through 63. But you, as president, would have the discretion to not put it into effect or to suspend it if it is in effect in the event that of the overriding economic or national security interests of the United States, or if the domestic supply would be inadequate to meet demand at reasonable prices, or if trade agreements entered into would ensure that the policy of the act would be carried forward. And the principle of market sharing that's so important to our negotiations has been maintained, and a proportionate market share, which actually is even better, really, than we had in our voluntary agreement. We've managed to work into this, and before we end up, why, we will be close in terms of poundage to where we were with the voluntary agreement that we negotiated in the first place. So,
Well, now, when am I going to have to put this into effect?
I don't think you're going to have to put into effect at all. Our best estimate now is that there will not be, imports will not reach this level next year. They certainly will. Well, the bill isn't going to affect till the end of this year, that we don't think imports will reach this level next year at all, and it would be the interest of all concerned that they should not. So you won't have to do a thing with this, we don't think, for at least a year and a half. If the GATT negotiations break down, why, we'll need to do something anyway, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So in the meantime, I think that the cattlemen can go home and say they protected themselves in the long run, because they know now, really, that they kind of got out on a limb here and they can't get off, so they can go back and save face, and I don't think we're going to get hurt. The only weak thing is we really have legislated certain items, mainly beef, for all practical purposes, out of the GATT negotiations. In other words, we can't bargain with that below a certain level, which philosophically and theoretically is uncomfortable, which practically I'm not sure is a bad thing. So it ends up fairly good if we can get the right public relations twist on it.
Okay. Thank
you. One other thing, Mr. President, I If I can, if the legislation's right, I've been urged by a lot of people, including Dick Russell, to go down and visit these tobacco markets in Georgia this week. I don't like to leave in the closing week, but this is a week when prices are good on tobacco. Campbell, the Commissioner of Agriculture down there, and a lot of the key political figures who are our loyal friends think this is a good opportunity to shape some thinking in the economic instead of the civil rights direction. I'll use my own judgment on this unless you want to say that I should stay here this week.
Oh, that's all right. How long are you going to be gone?
One day.
Oh, that's all right. When do you appear before the platform committee?
Wednesday. I would plan to go down Thursday night and Friday.
For God's sake, repeat and repeat and emphasize and emphasize and background before and background afterwards and get every friendly columnist you can and everything else and then supply to every farm Democrat that you can. Any clippings you've got or any speeches you make or anything else showing that farm income is better.
Oh, we're hammering at that every minute.
But I mean just repeat it, emphasize, repeat it, capitalize it, everything, because it's not getting over. We just got to get that over.
I realize that.
Let's, okay.
Very good.